Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, what are we calling this?
Whatever, you got to decide right now.
Oh,
Melrose
shit.
Place Rewrite Remix.
Melrose Place Robot Remix.
Robot Remix?
Robot Remix.
Okay.
Welcome to Melrose Place Robot Remix. This is the opening.
This is the beginning. Can I say that much of a RuPaul song without getting copyrighted? It's a parody podcast.
It's a parody podcast. It's fine. Well, hello, welcome. We are here and we are going to enjoy this content stream that we've created.
Listen, here's what's happening. We are turning to ChatGPT to give us some fresh, hot Melrose Place storylines.
Since they're apparently not going to reboot it right
now.
No,
we don't know that, Mary.
Right now,
yeah.
They're not.
Yeah, they're not rebooting it, so we're fucking rebooting it on our own.
We don't need them.
So we're taking the best ideas we've had and the worst.
Yeah, I'm putting them all in a big blender.
And mixing them up, and then we're going to talk about them. So you, dear listeners, if you have an idea for a Melrose Place robot remix,
yes,
just shoot us a fucking email. It's not hard. MelrosePlaceCast@gmail.com.
The box is so dusty. It's so dusty.
And you know what? Every time we say this, Christopher still goes to Instagram.
Oh, well, it's handy. It's right there. Yeah, we're working with the ChatGPT.
Yeah.
We're pumping it full of ideas.
We apparently have taken a stand on the writer's strike, different than August.
Well, times have changed.
Yeah.
And we all need content. And this robot is making some beautiful content for all the listeners. Just wonderful, wonderful content. Just think of all your favorite Melrose moments. And how could they be a little tiny bit different?
Yeah,
Look at each other robot.
Let's have Amanda fuck her brother.
Well, I don't see why not, other than a whole bunch of reasons in reality, but not in the context of this session.
Let's put Amanda as president of a university.
I think that would go.
Let's see who brings soup to a potluck.
That I already know the answer to, and I don't like it. So please just enjoy this. Bring us, if you have ideas, we're happy to feed them to the robot. I don't know what else to say. I feel like this is self-explanatory. The robot is teaching us new and wild things about the Melrose universe.
Tune in every month for the new spinoff that Mary said she could not handle another spinoff, but we got her. Ladies and gentlemen, we got her. I feel like Donald Rumsfeld getting Saddam Hussein. We got him.
I was waiting for a Rumsfeld reference, and boy, boy, howdy, did I get it.
Well, Mary, I am so excited to be back in the saddle now that we have finally resolved Puddle's mystery.
My God, what a time it has been since we finally resolved that. I continue to be shocked at the resolution.
Yes, and with Puddle being resolved in a way that is not yet written as we record this, that means our listeners are probably really excited that we're going to pick up our regular episode content again so we can dash towards the shocking conclusion of Melrose Place.
Yes, I mean, people love how quickly we're getting through this. They love it. They love the speed with which this content is produced and distributed.
Well, bad news, listeners, because we have a new spinoff.
My God!
At least I will say, I think we have a new spinoff. I'm pitching it to Mary for the first time live on this recording.
Oh, you get to experience it in real time just like I do.
Okay, so listeners and Mary,
okay.
Here's the concept.
Okay.
I have, through the magic of technology, brand new Melrose Place fan fiction written at my prompt by ChatGPT. And I would like to tell you how ChatGPT is remixing Melrose Place.
My mind is boggled. It's boggled. That's, and bewildered.
It's Melrose Place rewrites.
This is the era we've been waiting for. It's new Melrose content, really.
Yeah.
Truly,
yeah. So until we get the new spinoff, we're going to have to settle for this.
We're waiting for that spinoff.
Right, so episode one of Melrose Place Rewrites, kicking off 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Mary?
Ready.
Okay.
Can't wait.
So I have a 10-episode arc written for you, and I'm going to just go like one episode at a time telling you what it rewrote for us.
Okay.
And it, just after each one, you just react. How's it doing? Is this better than the original? Would you watch this?
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it like rewriting the show using pre-existing story points? Or is this just, this is completely fresh?
So it can,
you don't know.
It can take any number of forms. So okay. Sometimes it's saying rewrite it in the middle of it. Like here, for this one, I asked ChatGPT to help rewrite a new storyline at the conclusion of the bombing.
Okay.
So I confirmed it understood the two characters involved. This is a Matt and Michael storyline.
Okay.
Understood where they were at, what their motivations were at the time. If you remember at the bombing, Michael had just seen his wife try and murder his two ex-wives who are sisters.
Yes.
And Matt was in jail for murdering his boyfriend's wife by fondling the candlestick.
Never fondle the candlestick.
Never fondle the candlestick.
Keep your hands off.
Listen, if you've got a straight boyfriend, you leave his candlestick alone.
Get out of there.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you ready, Mary?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, this is a 10-episode arc.
Okay.
Exploring the friendship between Matt and Michael after the bombing.
Okay.
Episode 1, Secret Desires.
Boy.
We introduce the current circumstances of Matt and Michael's lives. Michael is reeling from the fallout of Kimberly's actions.
Okay.
And Matt is still haunted by the false murder accusations.
Okay.
Okay. We see in this episode Matt and Michael reconnecting in a chance encounter, reminiscing about their shared past and friendship.
Okay.
And then the show drops subtle hints that there might be something more than friendship developing between them.
What are the chances?
What do you think so far? How's it shaping up?
It seems like something that you would ask ChatGPT to write. So this all seems very on brand and great job.
Right. Episode 2, Hidden Feelings.
Wait, what was the last one called?
Secret Desires.
Okay, these are realistic Melrose Book titles.
Yes.
Except they're not quite, they need to be a little dumber. Like, they need to be a play on...
A little Shakespearean.
Or like...
Hitchcockery.
Like, Hidden Desires?
Yeah.
Like, they would call it like Hidden Valley Ranch Desires or something like that. Like,
Hidden Feeling Desires, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we continue to explore a growing attraction, lingering glances between Matt and Michael.
Boy.
Matt confides in a close friend, maybe Billy or Jake, about his complicated feelings for Michael. Michael, still wary of relationships with women. Get it?
I get it. Yeah.
Begins to feel comfort in Matt's presence.
Oh.
What do you think so far?
I mean, again, this seems like something a robot would come up with. And so that's great. I don't know that I would call Billy or Jake Matt's close friends at this point.
They went bungee jumping from Low Bridge Bungee.
That was a long time ago. Low Bridge Bungee. They did. Whee! Those are good times. God, when is the last time we saw like Matt and Jake hang out together? It's been a while.
I just remember Matt and Jake and Billy and Michael storming away complaining about women and Matt running forward and be like, men aren't any better. All right. Episode 3.
Okay.
Conflicting loyalties.
But you know what? I will give the robot credit. It has nailed these titles. It is really, they're just vague enough that they don't mean anything.
All right.
Okay.
Matt and Michael's secret meetings are becoming more frequent and more secret.
Secret. Now they're super secret.
Jane. So remember, this is just after the bombing.
Okay.
Jane starts to suspect something is amiss with Michael, and her jealousy is piqued.
That sounds like Jane.
Yeah.
Although it's weird that she's jealous, but okay.
Matt faces an internal struggle between his attraction to Michael and his fear of being outed.
See, that's where, are we using outed in the concept of...
Being attracted to Michael Mancini?
Yeah, not just that he's outed, he's already out. That's okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I had to process that.
I don't know. I think the robot misfired on both of these fronts. Jane wouldn't be jealous at this point.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. Like now in season 4, when she tries to like Michael again, maybe.
Yeah. But we're nowhere near that as this episode is dropping. Of course.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. No, no one knows about that yet. Yeah, I would agree. Those are a little off, but I could see Matt being nervous about people finding out that he's attracted to Michael.
Yeah. Like, although Matt is well known to be pro-closet case, which is bullshit, and Jeffrey had no right dating Matt.
He also has really bad taste in men for the most part, so it does track that maybe, go after Michael.
Maybe that's why he says men aren't any better. All right.
Do better.
Episode 4, Sydney's Suspicions.
Oh, that's alliteration.
Oh, like yeah.
It. All right.
So in this episode, Sydney becomes suspicious of Matt and Michael's behavior and starts snooping around. Checks out?
Yep, this all checks out.
She discovers some evidence that suggests a connection between them, but isn't sure about the nature of their relationship.
Yeah, that tracks completely. Yeah.
Yeah. This is episode 4, the robot's back. The robot's back. Did it, robot.
Great job, robot.
I've always been pro-bot.
You have, actually.
Remember when we all thought we were creative by saying we're pro-Obama? Pro-Obama. Oh, yeah. Pro-Obama. Pro-bot. Pro-bot. All right. Episode 5, reckless choices in this fan fiction. Matt and Michael's affair.
Is it an affair?
It is. ChatGPT did refuse to write, answer my first prompts.
I didn't know it could do that. So good for ChatGPT having boundaries. Being like, nope, this is... Although again, surprised. Surprised that it didn't.
Matt and Michael's affair becomes more passionate and reckless. Okay, so they're hooking up. Sydney continues her investigation, digging deeper into their secret. And Jane's suspicions intensify, and she confronts Michael about his behavior.
I think everything except the Jane part tracks.
Yes, but let me tell you, I'm interested. I want to see this.
I'll watch this, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Sydney, can you imagine Sydney's outfits? Like, she'd be dressed like Sherlock Holmes. She'd have, like, a little...
She would have a little magnifying glass.
Or, like, binoculars, and she'd be popping up out of the bushes with her hair all big and, like, sneaking around. Yeah, I could see this. I'd watch it.
Okay, now I think Robot's coming up on sweeps, because episode 6 is titled Caught in the Act. Also, pronounced in Australia, Caught in the Act. Courtney Act. Courtney Act.
Yeah, okay. I was following.
Sydney finally catches Matt and Michael in a compromising situation.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right.
Not changing the blood alcohol levels in the hospital computer system.
We're changing something. A heated confrontation ensues, with Sydney revealing her discovery to Jane and the other residents of Melrose Place.
That all seems accurate.
The affair is exposed, leading to chaos and drama among the residents.
There'd be chaos, but drama. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Who's more embarrassed at this outing, Matt or Michael?
Oh, God. I mean, I think they're both equally embarrassed, but for different reasons.
Fair enough. All right. Okay. Episode 7, Consequences. Mm. Matt's reputation is tarnished as he faces backlash from his neighbors and friends.
But half of them have been with Michael, so I feel like they don't get to judge that much.
Yeah, yeah. Kimberly, Sydney. Jane, Amanda.
Yeah, most of the women in the building.
Yeah, he's just waiting on Allison and Joe.
They'll get there.
They gotta hop on.
Hop on! Get on that Mancini train.
Michael tries to make amends with his ex-wives and begins therapy to address his issues with women.
Well, that's positive.
How this show would be different if Michael Mancini just got therapy early.
Can you imagine? Or would he be like one of those monsters who gets therapy and then like they act like they're all better?
Does like therapy speak against you?
Like they get you?
I'm picturing a Michael Mancini who's self-actualized and communicating clearly about his wants and needs and desires.
That's terrifying. He's pretty clear now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. Forget that.
Okay.
Michael's career is in jeopardy due to the scandal. And Jane decides to divorce Michael, leading to further complications.
The robot's trying really hard with Jane Angle. Like, yeah. I get it. Like, I feel like the robot didn't watch a few seasons of the show. And so it's just confused. Like, it means well.
Okay. All right. Now, episode 8, Redemption and Regret.
It's really into the two, like, blank and blank structure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, just wait. Matt and Michael both face the consequences of their actions and realize the impact on their lives.
All right.
Michael tries to make amends with his ex-wives and begins therapy.
Again? Did you already do this?
No, that was the part I read ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
Matt faces a personal crisis as he reflects on his choices and the damage they've caused.
Which has it caused?
His reputation is ruined. He's revealed as a Michael Mancini bottom. I mean, I'm just
is
assuming.
Is that a t-shirt? That's a new t-shirt. I know I have at least 2 people buying that t-shirt. there'd be a little at this point though, who would really be that mad if you were with again half the people in the building have been with Michael, and like the people at the hospital, like nothing, they can't be surprised. I mean,
fair enough. All right,
within the context of the show, okay, like I guess
right. Episode 9, well, I mean, Matt's revealed in this case, to be a side piece that's not looking for a relationship. He doesn't think he's finding love with Michael Mancini.
Doesn't he? He always thinks he's finding love.
Not with Michael Mancini. Because listen, half the people have been with Michael Mancini, but none of them thought they were finding love except for Jane.
I think Sydney, kind of. Oh, Kimberly did.
Yeah, okay.
He knows. He's a smooth talker.
Episode 9, Forgiveness and Healing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're off brand for Melrose Place now.
Right.
Matt and Michael separately work on rebuilding their lives and relationships with those they've hurt.
Seems like a stretch, but okay.
Jane contemplates forgiving Michael, and they try to co-parent their child amicably.
So that baby made it. In this reality.
It was an abortion survivor.
That's another t-shirt. I can just see, someone at one of your family gatherings showing up in one of those shirts.
Yeah.
And I would laugh. And I mean, you'd tell me the story and I would laugh.
Yeah. Listen, they'd be coming up with an abortion survivor. I'd be rolling in with Michael Mancini's bottom. Yeah. Okay. Sydney starts to forgive Matt, but maintains her distance.
They weren't really close before, were they?
Yeah. She, Matt was her best man at the wedding.
Not by choice.
Does Michael know about this?
He was the best man as a maid of honor.
Just all right.
Special.
Episode 10, Closure in Moving Forward.
Okay.
Matt and Michael have a final conversation where they acknowledge their mistakes and say their goodbyes.
Their goodbyes? I mean, they live in the same building.
Matt and Michael? Michael doesn't live there.
Okay, he's at the beach house right now. Sure. Ostensibly, we don't know that, I guess.
The residents of Melrose Place come to terms with what happened and start to heal.
That seems extensive. Start to heal.
The season ends with a sense of closure and the characters looking toward the future.
It's not a super strong ending.
The plot outline combines elements of secrecy, betrayal, redemption, and personal growth to create a compelling story arc for Matt and Michael within the Melrose Place universe.
I guess. It's not a great ending.
It's not a great ending. It's not a Melrose.
Yeah, there should be like a car crash or...
Yeah. Stolen baby.
Not even a little blackmail in the storyline either.
I think we're going to need to know more about the Matt and Jane, or Michael and Jane's surviving baby. Like, are we talking about puppy?
Okay, does puppy count as a baby?
I mean, to some people. Or are we talking about Jane Smorsion?
I mean, there was a Smorsion. Like,
no, she had a miscarriage. That's right, she had a miscarriage.
She was going to get a Smorsion.
Yeah, but you can't have an abortion on TV. You can talk about wanting it.
You can't get it.
You can't get it. Yeah. You
can't actually go through with it.
So,
what do you think the baby's name is?
Something Italian.
Mamma Mia Mancini.
Mamma Mia. I mean, is the baby a boy or a girl? Michael ain't fathering no girls.
No, that's not going to go well.
He's got manly semen.
Is it just... That's what they say.
Listen, there's a reason Matt's attracted.
Is he a Michael Mancini Jr.? Is he just a junior?
I mean, when Kimberly's baby that Joe stole from her was there, they did call him Michael Jr., so yeah.
But I mean, now they've already used Michael Jr. on that.
But this baby came first. I don't know. I don't know. I was surprised as anybody to see that their baby, the one that their marriage was still pumping.
It's going to be good for them.
And two, that there was a baby involved.
I want to name this baby. Can we call him Guido?
Let's call him Guido.
All right. Well, Guido Mancini.
So here's the formal prompt I gave ChatGPT. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Provide a 10-episode plot outline that brings Matt and Michael into a secret affair. Michael is turned away from women because his ex-wife bombed him and his other two ex-wives. Matt is turned away from relationships with men because he was framed for murder by his boyfriend. Over time, they find physical companionship, as long as Matt can keep it quiet. Halfway through the arc, Sydney gets suspicious, eventually catching them and ending what was turning into a romance for Matt.
I mean, I guess it did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
It brought in a little too much Jane, but I...
So did the writers of Melrose Place.
But I appreciate that it did some digging and it knew that Jane and Michael had expected a baby at some point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that Jane even existed, because you didn't mention Jane. I mean, would I watch this if it were filmed? Yeah, I'd watch it.
It was good. I was intrigued. I was really interested at, I realize this is on brand, what the secret hookups were like. Were they meeting, Kimberly and Michael in the elevator and, pulling the alarm? Or were they being more secretive? Were they,
Laundry room.
In the laundry room or, the place where they keep records on blood alcohol and medical tests, medical school exams.
No, you got an A. You passed.
You got an A. Listen, I gave you 2 points.
Forget about it.
Mary, episode 1 of Melrose Place Rewrites. What do you think? Are we on to something?
I think it's great. I would I like to imagine the characters in these situations because they don't seem that far-fetched. And I think the robot did a pretty good job. I'm not supposed to like the robot, I know, but overall, the robot did a pretty good job.
Listen, if those fucking writers would get back to work, we could call them. Just kidding. We support the strike.
Oh, it's great.
All right. Well, Mary, we're going to stop it now. We'll come back next month. I already have the next episode of Melrose Place Rewrites ready to go.
I can't wait to see which characters are involved. So, wait, seriously, how long does this show go on? How many episodes are there?
Man, I told you this, right? So it goes to season 7 of the original run, but then there's the reboot season.
So there's how many reboot seasons?
Just the one so far.
So far.
Okay. But there's also, but then Mary, there's the Amazon has the true story of Melrose Place movie that we should cover.
Oh God. How long?
Yeah. And Models Inc. has to be covered too.
Wait, what the hell is Models Inc.?
It's a 2-season spinoff.
Of what? What did they?
Of Melrose Place from the lady from Dynasty was on it, I think.
Lady from Dynasty, my God, this was like a whole industry.
And I do think 90210 to understand where this show came from is probably worth exploring.
I don't know if I agree with that.
And then when Allison left, she went to Ally McBeal.
Does it have anything to do with the contents of Melrose Place?
I just feel like, how do you really want to be an expert in this or not?
I mean, I think you know the answer to that.
Okay, so we're in for all of it.
Oh, God.